Pete Gregory Campbell has qualified for his bus pass. Let's speak to him. Good morning to you, Mr. Campbell.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. So everyone who reaches 60 in Northern Ireland qualifies for a free bus pass. I thought that would have been a long time ago for you.
All right. It's one of those interviews, isn't it?
You've just got it now, have you?
Yes. I've just qualified now. Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations. And well, you were the Stormont Minister who brought this policy in.
I was, yes. And what happened was, after a year or two, I started to bump into people who qualified for it, had got it. And, of course, it was quite a novelty factor then. And one or two people started christening it the Greg Pass. And I said, what's this Greg Pass? And they said, well, you're the man brought it in, so you're the Greg Pass. So then somebody the other day came up with the idea that Greg's qualifying for the Greg Pass. So there, that's where it is now, Stephen.
It comes
to all of us who eventually reach that age, Stephen.
Well, I don't know now with the pressure that boys like you put in me if I'll ever get to that age, Mr. Campbell. But tell me this, there's obviously a valid debate, a legitimate debate going on at the moment with a limited amount of resources as to whether the bus pass should be free or not, the pensioners who can't afford it.
Yeah, there is. And I think when you look at the arguments, I think the issue of greater mobility, of ensuring that that the economy is actually thriving by people moving about, spending money, going socialising, going to see others, retail sector benefits. So there are a number of spin-offs from the free travel scheme that many thousands of 60-plus individuals in Northern Ireland, including groups of them, would tell you that they engage in those.
But for example, you can well afford to pay your own bus travel. So why should someone like you have a free bus pass?
Yeah, I think there is an issue about that, although the counter-argument to that is that many well-off, fairly wealthy senior citizens probably don't use the bus pass. So obviously the cost is only in the actual usage of the scheme, not having the facility to use it. So if those better-off senior citizens don't use it, and those who do need to use it actually do get on the buses and the trains, then that maximises the benefit to those who really need it.
Do you ever use the bus?
I do in London, not so much in Northern Ireland.
And
I do in London all the time.
And as a point of principle, would you use your bus pass or would you pay?
What do you mean, in London or at home?
No, well, let's say you were here at home. So would you feel obliged because you've got a couple of quid, right? Would you feel obliged, and this is a serious question, would you feel obliged to pay or would you be happy enough, given your level of income as a politician, to pay?
Well, I don't. The circumstances that I would find myself in, where I'm very busy and I'm moving about in places where perhaps there isn't a train service or a bus service in rural areas, constituency meetings, The case wouldn't arise. You know, I mean, I would be normally in my car going from point A to point B.
Sure, but as a point of principle, let's say you were or getting onto a bus, given a politician's income. I'm not trying to be gratuitously combative here. I'm just asking as a point of principle, whatever a politician gets as a salary, and let's not start getting into salaries, you'll have a field day. Would you? As a point of principle, feel obliged to pay, or would you be happy to use a free bus pass?
Well, it depends on circumstances. If I had the card and I was going somewhere and the bus was convenient, I would probably just use the card. But, you raised the issue. So, Stephen, you're on a much healthier salary scale than I am. Would you? When you're 60 and you're entitled to it and you get the bus pass, would you use it, given the level of salary that you've had? Sorry, the secret level of secret salary that you've had.
Now,
would you opt out?
Now, you know what the facility here is, that as I'm asking the questions, and you're elected representative, and you're here to answer them. So you would.
Right,
So just to clarify, Gregory, you wouldn't put your hand in your pocket and pay for it. What I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to establish, obviously, for those people who are maybe on 40, 50, 60 grand plus a year who are pensioners, some of them will decide their contribution to the state is that they are entitled to free travel, but they will pay anyway. Would you do that as a point of principle, or would you take the free service?
Well, it's a bit like the free service that is also available to even more senior citizens, the over 75s who would be entitled to a free television license. You know, you could similarly put the same case to anybody over 75 who was wealthy enough to pay for it and say to them, well, look, will you pay the 140, whatever it is, £145, which is only £12 a month for the service?
But precisely, and these are maybe some of the choices that the Northern Ireland executive, that people in Stormont will have to start making, as there is a limited amount of money around. So what would you do? Would you feel obliged to pay or not?
No, I think if I had the card and I was in the position of using the bus or train, I would use the card. That would be my position. Just as if and when I would get to the age of 75 and I was entitled to the free television license, I think most people would avail of that facility. You know, unless the government were going to change the facility, and I don't think there's any prospect of that. I don't think there is any viable prospect in the foreseeable future of the executive saying we're going to remove the free bus pass, lobbying central government to remove the free TV licence fee for over 75s. I think that is extremely unlikely to happen, because it's not going to happen. Most of the people who are entitled to it, if and when, on the rare occasion that somebody who was better off actually had the facility to use it, would just use it.
And are you 60 today, or what's the score?
No, not yet. Another day or two. Despite what you said at the start of the interview.
And what is
not
it?
Not quite 60.
What is it? I'll wish you a happy birthday on your birthday, Mr. Campbell.
Sure you will, yeah.
What is it like, seriously, getting to that milestone in your life? Have you any intention to slow down? Do you start to think differently as you get into your late 50s, early 60s? Seriously?
No, I don't. I suppose if you keep yourself reasonably fit, you know, you keep active, and a milestone comes and goes, and you know, you don't. I think gradually over a period of time, you know, but whether it's 50, 55, or 60, there's no milestone there.
So you don't feel old?
No, I'm not. I still feel reasonably capable if anyone wanted, for example, to challenge me to a penalty shootout, to take them on. Somebody who was maybe 20 years younger or thereabouts, if that should happen.
Yes, I think...
Sorry, that did happen. That's right.
I forgot about that. I think you took money off me. That was some day for charity, wasn't it?
I think a very good, well worthwhile men's charity benefited to the tune of, I think, a couple of £100 from you, Stephen.
That's right.
And some money from me, and I think they raised over £4,000 as a result of the activities of a number of people, so that was well worthwhile.
All right.
And I think I'd be up for that again, no matter whether I'm 60. And what age are you, 39, is it?
I'm 39, yes. I'll be 40 this year.
All right, well, there you go. Well, there's only a 20-year difference in your advantage there. So
you have no intention of retiring soon?
No, I don't have any intention of retiring soon. No.
All right. Lovely to talk to you, Gregory.
You'll have to put up with me for a while longer, Stephen. Okay.
Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday.